Welcome back to Hot Mess Help Desk, where your counselors are ready to untangle the hot messes of college life.
I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. Today, we're diving into relationships, friends, dates, and roommates. Basically, the people who can make college amazing or occasionally drive you up a wall.
Okay, Maya, check-in corner. Relationship vibe check. Are your relationships thriving, surviving, or are you avoiding eye contact right now?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think, as far as I know, they're thriving, I would say. I've been reconnecting with old friends, getting those good vibes from the friendships, hanging out, and also communicating my needs with my romantic partner. So I think we're thriving. Anybody listening out there that's in my life, please let me know if we're not.
I love that for you. I really do. And I'm going to assume here that that's taken time and effort.
Yes. Yep. I think in all of my relationships at some point, we've been in the surviving, avoiding eye contact for a little bit at some point in our lives. So, yeah, it's taken some work and some good communication. So that's all right. It happens. How are your relationships going?
I would say also thriving, right? Say. Right. And as you said, it takes time to get to that point. You have to be actively engaged. You have to be communicating your needs, checking in about boundaries, which we'll get into here shortly.
Love.
I mean, our relationship is thriving, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Or else we wouldn't be doing this, would we?
Nope.
All right. So let's start with friendships. Let's get into it. College friendships can feel intense. You meet someone in class and suddenly you're inseparable. You can't be seen on campus without them. But not every friendship will last forever, and that's okay.
You are correct. Healthy friendships usually include respect, fun, and the ability to disagree without it becoming a major meltdown. If you feel drained every time you see someone, that's something you need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between a healthy, supportive friendship and one that feels draining?
So, like I just said, if you feel drained every time you see someone, that's a sign, right? And something that I use in our therapy room, right, to talk about non-negotiables, honestly, which, you know, shout out to the first episode.
Ooh, we love a callback.
I want you to think about if this has ever, you know, happened to you, if this resonates with you in any way. So say you have a long day, you're really tired, but you are going to see a friend and you hang out with that friend, you talk, it gets maybe late into the evening. And when you leave, you're feeling more awake, more rejuvenated than when you first got there, right? It was really fulfilling for you, right? Have you had that experience before?
I have. And I've also had the experience of the opposite, where, you know, long day, we have something planned, that's cool, that's fine. And then, I don't know, something's off about it. Maybe it's me, maybe it's them, I don't know. But yeah, I leave there and I'm like, dang, I'm more tired now than I was when I got here. Like, I'm not loving this. What's going on? Maybe we need to do a little check-in. Mm-hmm. What's happening here?
Right, right. And so, like, your friendship should be filling that cup back up, not draining it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. So now let's get into dating. College dating comes with excitement and sometimes confusion. Communication really is the secret sauce. Saying what you want, setting boundaries, and listening when the other person does the same.
Oh, yeah. So, Maya, what are some common red flags we see for college students specifically, what, like, as far as ignoring these red flags? And I have something on my mind, but I would like to hear what you have to say first.
Oh, yes. I feel very strongly about the red flags. So some that I have seen with this population and in other populations as well is when it's one-sided, when one person's needs are being met and the other person is really pouring into the relationship, pouring, but isn't getting anything else back, isn't getting their needs met. Also getting pressured into doing things, whether that be something physical that you're not ready for yet, or situations that you're not comfortable with, hanging out with friends that you're like, I'm getting a weird vibe from. Really, if you are getting pressure to do anything, whether that's a romantic relationship or a friendship, that's not the move. Mm-mm. That's when we need to start communicating and reflecting, like, is this relationship serving me the way that I need mm-hmm. in this relationship? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think you brought up a really good point, and something that I wanted to touch on is social reciprocity. So friendships are, and relationships in general, should not be a one-way street. You should not be giving more than you're getting, right? And of course, our needs are all going to be different. But I think for me in the therapy room with clients, it often is like this perceived burdensomeness, like my needs are not important enough to prioritize, right? So it becomes a very much one-way street where they're giving, 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 and not receiving as much in return. And that's not how healthy relationships work, right? So there should be social reciprocity where I give to you, Maya, right? When maybe you're having a down day mm-hmm. and then you feel needed and I feel better because I've shared my burdens with you. Yep. And then, you know, flip that, right? When mm-hmm. when you're feeling down, you know, rely on me and I support you. And that yeah. is a healthy relationship, period.
Right. There's that trust there. Like, I feel comfortable going to you when I'm having a hard time because I know, and you know, that when you come to me, I'll do the same for you.
Yes.
So there's that trust there mm-hmm. and that expectation has been set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. We have a good little relationship.
Love that. Love that. Finally, a big topic, something that's super relevant. Roommates. Mm-hmm. Sharing space with anybody can bring out quirks you never knew existed. The key is setting expectations early on. And if you've never lived with somebody before, you know, say this is your freshman year, this is the first time you've moved out of your house, right? Maybe you're an only child. Living with other people is really challenging. There's a lot of compromises to be made. Y'all are different individuals, and so there's going to be different needs. So setting those expectations early on is important. Talk about the quiet hours. Talk about, yes, expectations with that. And yes, whether leaving dirty dishes in the sink for a week is a deal breaker for you.
Yeah, I don't know about a whole week. That might be a bit much for me personally. But hey, if it's okay with you, that's okay with you. But what if you're non-confrontational and your roommate is, let's say, very messy?
Oh, I love talking about this, right? Because we need to grow as individuals. We need to constantly challenge ourselves in order to change and do better, be better, right? And I think that this is the time to do it. You're in college, you have a lot of social and professional support. So if you think that you're a non-confrontational person, I want to tell you right now, it is unlikely that you will live your life without having to confront somebody else. And you should be able to vocalize your needs. So see that as maybe a sign to challenge yourself, whether that's, you know, talking to the RA, talking to your roommate directly, calling in your other social supports. Hey, how should I do this? Do not ignore it. Right. Or maybe it's you come and talk to Maya and I in the counseling office and you're like, hey, I really need to work on my confrontational skills, conflict resolution, please.
Mm-hmm. And I would identify as a non-confrontational person. I don't love it, and that is something I have had to work on and I'm still working on.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be scary or aggressive. It doesn't have to be a WWE verbal smackdown, whatever. My husband's going to cringe so hard at that. But it doesn't have to be crazy. It can be a, hey, Lainey, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Can you please stop?
Mm-hmm.
And what other boundaries can I work on? Mm-hmm. Like, is there anything you need to get off your chest with me that we can communicate about? But it is not a, Lainey, I hate this and you suck. Like, it is not that at all. It's a, hey, don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Please, can we talk about mm-hmm. a way yep. that we can compromise or change things? Mm-hmm. And let me know
yeah.
Back. So Yeah.
You bring up another good point, Maya, right? So everybody comes from different backgrounds, right? So your role models handled conflict resolution probably differently than maybe your roommates did, right? So it doesn't have to be like a verbal explosion. It doesn't have to be, you know, just the WWE SmackDown. Oh my goodness. it can very much just be like, hey, I don't like this, Maya, and it makes me uncomfortable, and I really want to talk to you about it so we can come to some sort of compromise, please, because your friendship is important to me, right?
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Maya. Final question. I mean, and this kind of relates back to the things we're already talking about, but what are some small communication tips that can prevent those bigger blow-ups later?
Yeah, so I think a good place to start is knowing what your boundaries are, what you like and what you don't like, where the line is that you would like to draw, and that it can be ever evolving, ever changing, based on how you grow and how your life experiences that you're going through. Because my boundaries at 18, when I was in college, are not the same at my big age. So, So knowing yourself is really important in that. And also keeping respect at the front of your mind. So respecting the other person, you don't know all of the things that they've gone through. They don't know all the things you've gone through. So keeping the respect at the forefront, whether you're doing the confrontation, bringing it up, or you're the one being confronted, don't automatically go on the defensive. That's not very productive. Listen. Be mm-hmm. respectful, let them say their piece, and then do some reflecting.
I mean, another good point, Maya. You're just crushing it today. So respect, right? Like, if that's at the forefront of your mind, then and empathy, right? Like, well, you're different individuals, right? So, like, you're going to have, again, different quirks. But as long as you're meeting that person, confronting that person with respect and understanding that, I mean, everything else should go pretty smoothly, right?
Yeah. So basically what we're trying to say here is if something feels off, listen to your gut. We encourage students to ask themselves, does this relationship make me feel respected? Does it make me feel safe? Does it make me feel valued? If not, that's worth addressing and taking seriously.
Bottom line, conflict doesn't mean failure. It's a normal part of relationships. There are a lot of things that we can't control in this life, and what matters is how we handle it with curiosity, with that respect, with that empathy, and sometimes compromise.
And don't worry, we will be going into boundaries more in depth. It'll have its own episode. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, I don't know about these boundaries these ladies are talking about, don't worry, we'll talk about it more in depth later. Myth versus fact. So our first myth today is if a relationship takes effort, it's doomed.
Okay, fact, all relationships require effort. Hard doesn't always equal bad. It can mean you're growing and learning new skills.
Oh, we love that. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Good roommates never fight.
Okay, even the best roommates get annoyed. Fact, right? What makes a difference is talking it through before it builds into resentment and that WWE SmackDown.
Hate that.
All right, self-care spotlight. This week's self-care spotlight. Practice a 5-minute boundaries check-in. Ask yourself, do I feel respected? Am I respecting others? Is there something small that I need to speak up about?
Yeah, boundaries aren't walls, they're guardrails. They keep relationships safe and sustainable. If you don't have boundaries, we're bouncing all over the place. What's going on? So if you have those guardrails up, it can help ensure that relationships are safe and healthy.
All right, that's it for Relationships 101, friends, dates, and roommates.
Remember, messy moments are part of the deal, but healthy communication and boundaries go a long way.
Next time, we'll be tackling sleep. Yes. Spoiler alert, your brain actually needs it.
This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors,
total hot messes,
here to help you thrive.
Before we go, a quick reminder, you don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663. email counselingservices@evansville.edu or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or are having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.